And finally, we have another story about a major figure of the 20th century. Beginning in the 1960s, Marshall McLuhan began to theorize about how television and radio were changing society. One of his most famous phrases was, "The medium is the message," and one of his best-known books is called "The Medium is the Massage." Well, in the late 60s, McLuhan's ideas were transformed into a different medium, a vinyl LP with the same name. That album has just been reissued, and reviewer Oliver Wang says it reminds us how relevant McLuhan's theories remain today.
Medium is the massage. The medium is the massage. Marshall McLuhan, Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, how about that?
The album version of The Medium is the Massage is often described as the first mixtape, and there's no question that creative director Jerome Egel, co-writer Quentin Fiore, and producer John Simon got the mix part down right, especially with their sonic collage.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
However, unlike today's mixtapes, which could likely be edited on a smartphone, Egel and Simon had to build their proverbial kitchen sink of sound with razor blades, magnetic tape, and reel-to-reel machines. The Medium is the Massage album overdubs these snippets atop and across one another, and within that cacophony, you can pluck out everything from a reading of the Iliad.
The wrath of Achilles is my theme. That fatal wrath which, in fulfillment of the will of Zeus, brought the Achaeans so much suffering.
To snatches of jazz and broken pottery.
Everything we do is music.
To outtakes of McLuhan himself reading from his book.
Writing did not merely record language. It was a totally new medium of expression and communication which the spoken word came in turn to imitate. Writing encouraged an analytical mode of thinking with emphasis upon lineality.
Once more, please.
The trouble is I keep thinking of improvements on these passages all the time.
McLuhan reportedly recorded his parts first, but had no idea what the producers would eventually create. That process seems to honor the theorist's ideas. McLuhan was always interested in the participatory potential of emergent media forms. If nothing else, Egel and Simon certainly put their spin on the book's own cut-and-paste aesthetic with their proto-mashup styles.
As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge... Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate.
Each of these
While the title, The Medium is the Massage, nods to how media can soothe or lull consumers into complacency, the album's noisy fractures and flips seem more designed to mirror the uneasy chaos created from constant media distractions. This was, remember, some 40 years before YouTube and Twitter. Yet The Medium is the Massage feels positively prescient in predicting the sound of our contemporary information age. Now, as it was then, the jump into the electronic whirlpool can be exhilarating and disorienting, somehow making those brief moments of silence seem all the louder.
Miming over that.
Innumerable confusion and a profound feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural traditions such as our own. Our age of anxiety is in great part the result of trying to do today's job with yesterday's tools, with yesterday's concepts, with yesterday's ideals.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The album is called The Medium is the Massage. Oliver Wang writes the audio blog, soulsides.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered.